Good afternoon. I got an email a couple of days ago from Rav Daniel Feldman Shlita, and he asked me if I ever gave a shiur about what they call dry ice in cocktails. You ever go to a party and see that the cocktails have like smoke coming out of them? It's a thing that mixologists do. Mixologists is a thing that people who make fancy drinks. So there's one of the shticks that they do is that they put in some dry ice into the cocktail, and then it just looks like this smoky effect above the cocktail. So sometimes people make a fancy kiddush on Shabbos and they're running out of new things to do, new shtick to do. So they need to have this as the new shtick. So he asked me if I ever looked into the issue. I had never looked into the issue, but like most things, I don't know very much, but I do know people who know things. So I was able to send him to the right place. I told him to speak to Rabbi Gersten from the OU, because I'm sure an OU caterer had this shayla. And sure enough, Rabbi Gersten had a whole conversation recorded with him about this issue. So let's take a step back. What exactly is dry ice? So it is a form of frozen carbon dioxide that passes from a solid to a gas without going through the liquid phase. So when you use it to cool a food or a beverage, it doesn't leave water behind like regular ice. I mean, if you put regular ice in your iced tea, you're then going to have watery iced tea. But you put dry ice in the iced tea, so the iced tea will get very cold and it won't leave any water behind because it just turns right into a gas. And that's the cloud that you see above the drink for a while. There is a downside to it as well. It can cause burns and frostbite, and you're not allowed to touch it with your direct skin because it can really hurt you. So you're supposed to use leather gloves. If you consume it before it's turned into a gas, you could die. So it's not a good thing. You're not supposed to store it in a refrigerator or a freezer or in anywhere, any concealed close confines. So it could be somewhat dangerous, but it's really cool when you see the smoke come above the drink. So what exactly might the issue be on Shabbos? So there is an issur. No, I shouldn't say there is an issur. There might be an issur called molid. What exactly is that? So there's a Gemara in Masech Shabbos Daf Nun Aleph that tells us that ein merazkin lo sashalik v'lo sabard b'Shabbos b'shvil sheyazovu, that you're not supposed to squeeze snow or ice on Shabbos in order that the water will drip from the ice. But you could put it into a kos or into a kara, and then you don't have to worry about it. So the Gemara says you can't crush snow, hail, or ice and turn it into water, but you put it into a cup or into a plate. And Rashi explains, why would you put it into a cup? A cup of wine, to make the wine colder, and that's mutter. So why is it usser, and then why is it mutter to put it into a cup? And that's going, there are three basic approaches. That's going to help us understand this issue. The three basic approaches to what the isser is, and what the heter is when you put it into a kos. So Rashi and that it's molid on Shabbos. It is not mamish a malacha, but it's dom a malacha. It looks like a malacha because you are being molid a davar chadash. Here you didn't have this this water before. You just had ice, and now that you squeeze the ice, now you have water. It's the same H2O, yeah, but one was in solid form, and now it's in liquid form. So why is it okay to put it into a cup? Isn't it dom a malacha? It looks like you're creating something new. So Rashi writes that even though it's nimach, it's me'elav. It happens on its own, and therefore you don't have to worry about it. Meaning, it's mutter to put into a kos because it's happening on its own. When you actively change the form of something, that's a violation of molid. But if something is just nolad, it just changes the form by itself, that's not a problem. That is Shitas Rashi. The Sefer HaTrumah is quoted in the Rashban, Dafnan Alef and Beis, and quoted in most other Rishonim also, that says Rashba's lashon is of a sefer atruma kasuv shu aser mishum nolad, not molid, but nolad. Ulefich chasu liten kedera opanada shakara shamnunisan keneged amadura. If you have congealed gravy, you're not supposed to put it next to a fire. Mishum demei kara of vekafui, because it starts off all congealed. Vachshav nimcha, and then it liquefies, and that is nolad. So therefore, you're not even allowed to put it out in the sun, where it's going to happen by itself. The real issue is nolad, not molid, but rather something coming into existence on Shabbos, which is some form of muktza, that it's not about the fact that you are doing a creative act. That's Rashi, doing a creative act, that's molid, but rather, says Sefer HaTrumah, it's that something new is coming into being, and when something new is coming into being, that's a form of muktza. The third approach is that of the Rashba and the Rambam. The Rashba himself says, V'li nira dimishum gzeira schita de perus ha'omdin l'mashkin naguba. Mimbe shabar v'ashalag l'me mayan ein omdin. Ulficha chlasis l'tocha kos mutter she'enu nira kisochet. He says the whole issue is one of schita. There's no molid, there's no nolad. It's just a gzeira of schita that just like you're not allowed to squeeze fruits for their juice, so ice is meant for its water, snow is meant for its water. When you squeeze the ice and you squeeze the snow, you're going to get the water. It's all about schitas peros. So when ice turns into water, it looks like schitas peros. Why is it mutter in the coast? Because it doesn't look like schita when it just melts into the coast. It doesn't look at all like schita. The Rambam quotes this halach in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chavaluf in the middle of Hilchos Schita. So the Magen Mishnah points out that the Rambam Shita must be that it's like the Rashba, that it's gzeirim shum schitas peros, not molid and not nolad. It's just that it's only aser lerasik biyadayim to squeeze and therefore create water. So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Chaf Siv Tes Paskins Hashalig Va'Barad Ein Maraskinosam Dehainu L'Shavim L'Chatichus Dakos Kedei She'Yizovu Meimav, that you shouldn't squeeze or chop up ice in order to make water. And the Mishnah Berurah adds that you can't pour hot water on congealed gravy because Havei Nolad K'Mosh Kasev Siman Shin Chaf Siv Yodalid, where the Shulchan Aruch says that the Rush was Nizar even about urinating in snow, where you're changing the form of the snow itself. And that's why some poskim are machmir about using whipped cream on Shabbos, that you're changing the liquid form in the can. When you spritz it out of the can, it takes a more solid form. And those that are makel about whipped cream on Shabbos say, more solid, but not really solid. It's not enough of a change to be considered that you are actually being molded something. So Shulchan Aruch seems to aser molded, but we know that the Sefer HaTruma asers nolad as well, and the Rambam and the Rashba think that neither of those things is an issue. So how do we actually paskin? So the Ramah in Shin Yudches Sifta Zayin says Nahogu Lahachmir, like the Sefer Trumos, but B'makom Tzorech Yishlus Mochasvar Rishona, that you could be somech on Rashi about molid when there's a Tzorech. When there's no Tzorech, you should be Machmir even for the Sefer Truma, that even Nolad is a problem, seemingly ignoring the sheet of the Rambam and the Rashba that none of this is a problem. Now there is one major exception, as we pointed out, Nosin Hu L'Toch Koshel Yayin O Mayim, and then it's Nimach Me'elav Einu Choshesh. You can put the ice into the drink and you don't have to worry about the fact that it melts on its own. Why is that mutter? Why are you allowed to put ice into the drink? So three possibilities. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Namdalet explains that it's only Nolad, assuming like Rashi, that Molid is a problem, but Nolad is not a problem. So you can put ice into a drink because that would only be Nolad. That heter only works if you assume not like the Sefer HaTruma, but the Rama says we should be Machmir L'Chatchila like the Sefer HaTruma. So Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, and Yesh Matirun Afilu L'Rasik B'Yadayim L'Toch HaKos, to even crush it into the drink actively. Why? Because Kivan Shenis Ariv B'Masha B'Toch HaKos Ve'inu Be'en Lo Gozer Be'Klal. When you're not creating this independent entity, then it's not, there's no reason to be Gozer. So again, according to the first reason that you're allowed to put something into a Kos, that it's because you're not actively doing anything, it just slowly will happen by itself. Would that work for the dry ice and the cocktail? No, it happens immediately. You drop it in the coast and right away the fog starts to form. According to the second reason, that it would just disappear in the coast and there's nothing noticeable that's happening, also doesn't work for the dry ice, because the dry ice also is very noticeable. The whole reason they do it is because it's noticeable. They could just refrigerate the drink also, but they do it because it's noticeable. That's the whole kunz of what they're doing. Then there's a third approach, and that is the Marach or Zeru and Simon Pei Gimel says that it's a Davashen Miskaven. You're not trying to melt the ice, you just want to cool off the drink. Elamai, it happens to be that the ice is going to melt. It's a psikreshe. Yeah, but it's psikreshe delonichale on something that's a derabanan b'makomonik Shabbos, they were matir. So can you say any of that by the dry ice? L'chore not. It's not a davar shenu miskaven. That's your whole purpose. You're not trying to cool the drink. Yeah, you'll cool the drink also, but there are better ways to cool the drink without risking your life and limb. Right? So you're doing this because it looks cool, because you're trying to create this this kind of look to the drink. The Rama in Shini Chesiv Tazayin says b'makom tzorich we allow nola not molid. The Levush says that having guests qualifies as a tzorich. So where does this leave us? La halacha. So Rav Shechter said that he thought that as long as the mixologist is not Jewish, we can allow it. And he said because you always have Rashi and the Rambam that hold the whole issur of chopping ice and changing the form just doesn't exist. There's no issur of changing the form. The whole issur of chopping ice is exempt from schita, and there's certainly no schita over here. You're not turning anything into water. It's turning instead into a gas. And it's not so pashut. Rav Shechter thought it wasn't so pashut that the fact that it turns up into a smoke for a few moments is going to be actual molded. He said it's very arai. It's very temporary. The smoke disappears after a few moments. So maybe that would not qualify as molded. Rav Meisha has a yisod that when something is arai, it would knock down any yisod daraisa to an yisod darabanan. And when it's arai darai, it's very, very temporary, then it would not be asr at all. So Rav Shechter thought that at least if it's being done by a non-Jew, you can allow it, because it's not clear that there's any isser of molid, or that this would be included in the isser. If, however, the mixologist wants to use the liquid nitrogen to produce slush, then that should not be done on Shabbos, since it's clearly molded, right? Meaning if he's taking a liquid, and what he's doing is using nitrogen to make a slush drink, so that's really molded, and that's really a problem. So someone in the OU office asked Rav Shechter, but then if you allow a non-Jewish mixologist to do it, people think they could do it at home as well. So Rabbi Gersten pointed out that people may not realize, but it's unlikely that people will do this at home, because this is not the kind of product you could just buy at your local store and try at home, because like we said, it's a little bit dangerous. So only people who know what they're doing typically get involved in dealing with these things. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Happy Thanksgiving. Good Shabbos.